And the background music of Larry Wasabi with his out-of-town checks means it's time for another edition of the Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 496 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. As our theme wraps up right there, Larry Wasabi and his out-of-town checks with Musicians Come and Play. We're coming up on 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, 31 degrees, our current temperature here in Albany. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Brett Borg. Brett, how are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful. Wonderful. And Brett, where are we visiting with you from? Where are you at? Home?
Yep, I'm at my house. And, here in town.
Yeah, okay, and where do you make home? What's the vicinity?
Meadowlands, Minnesota.
Okay, and for I've never heard of that town. Where which part of the state are you in?
Like northern Minnesota, so like 30 minutes north of Duluth.
30 minutes north of Duluth. Wow, you're way up there. Okay. All right. Born and raised there, Brett?
I was born in Duluth, Minnesota.
Oh, you were. Okay. All right. And go to Duluth High School and schooling system, or where did you go to school?
I went to school in Proctor, Minnesota. High
okay.
School.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I've heard of them. I've heard of Proctor, like on state boys hockey championships and things like that. So, okay, graduated from there. Did you go on to any college then?
I did not.
Did not. Okay. And moved right into the workforce. You do something besides music for an occupation?
I do, yep. I work at Menards in Hermantown, Minnesota.
Okay, very good, very good. And you sound like just a young fella, so when about did you graduate?
I graduated in 2018.
18, so a few years back. Okay, very good, very good. And who's mom and dad?
My mom is Jill, my dad's Jim.
Uh-huh.
So.
Any siblings, any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have an older brother, older sister, and then another sister. So I'm the baby of the family.
Oh, you are. Okay, very good. And so somewhere along the way, you got into music, playing that accordion. And so you do entertaining. And
I do.
Did you... pick up music in school, or is this something that you picked up after school?
So my grandparents are from the Iron Range of Minnesota. Kind of got me into taking lessons around age 4.
Oh, okay. So. Neat. Okay. And did they have a band as well then?
No.
Okay.
Just like the music.
Okay. And they took a passion to music and thought you should do it, and so... who'd you take lessons from?
So I took lessons from a woman in Superior, Wisconsin that's got a PhD in music.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought maybe Florian Chmielewski being up in that direction there. I thought maybe you might have connected with him.
Oh, I have. He's given me a few foreigners over the years.
He has. Okay. Very good. Very good. So starting in at age 4, did you take any music in school as far as chorus or band or any of that, or just accordion?
I did choir, a little bit of band. So.
Okay. Very good. And so you really continued that accordion through the years then after starting it at age 4? And what did you purchase your own accordion, or were you given one, or how did that all get started?
So I started out on a 12 bass accordion,
mm-hmm.
and then moved up at like age 7, moved up to a 72 bass.
Okay.
And then now I'm at 120 bass button, so like a full size accordion.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay. Very good. And I've got your card here. Evidently, you bumped into Kevin and Marlene Guast and the Night Owls along the way entertaining, and they gave me your card and said, you need to call this guy. He's really good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I ran into them last summer in Grand Forks, Minnesota.
Okay, that's what they were saying, and you guys were performing at the same event or something, and so
yeah.
Now, do you do just solo work, or do you have a band with you?
Right now, kind of
soloing.
I haven't really ventured out into the band stuff.
So. Okay. And just play the accordion. Do you sing as well, or how do you entertain?
So I play the accordion and then the button box, and I can sing certain songs, but I don't normally sing.
So. Okay. And you're out for hire. You anybody that's looking for somebody to perform and like a one-man entertainment thing, you can do that, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. So how long have you been doing public appearances? Before you graduated from high school or just recently?
Probably at the age of 10.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I started out, like, doing, like, I don't know, small stuff, like nursing homes and stuff like that. And then,
talent contests or
4-H
events or any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. And then gradually got into more, like, Oktoberfest, bars, events, you know, summer stuff. So.
Okay. Well, I've known a few good accordion players, great accordion players over the years. And who did you pattern yourself, or who caught your ear that you liked listening to for playing accordion?
I don't know, probably Shimleski's, Hank Fernander.
Okay.
Frank Vick. Mm-hmm. There's so many good,
okay.
So many good musicians out there. So.
Yeah, yeah. And I was expecting you maybe to say like Myron Florin because, you know, people watch the Lawrence Welk show. They still do yet. And he is one of the best, you know, always very entertaining to watch him. Of course, I don't know, do you recognize the names like Roger Bright or Marv Herzog,
yeah.
Any of those?
Yep.
All really good accordion players. And some of them do quartavox. And is there really a difference between the quartavox and the accordion? I think they play the same, huh?
Like the quartavox has more like like an electric inside of it.
Okay.
The reed, so it kind of adds more to the sound.
Okay.
But.
Okay. Very good. Very good. And so what is the schedule looking like now? Have you got a lot of work lined up or mostly just in the summer, or how does things line up for you?
It depends. I mean, like I'll do some winter stuff, summer stuff. I think I'm more probably busy in, like, October time, September, October.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, usually those Oktoberfests, they generate a lot of activity, and so I can see that. You bet.
Oh, yeah.
Styles of music, do you do it all, or do you prefer just the old time, or do you prefer just two steps and country, or what do you all do?
I mean, you can do a variety of stuff. I mean, I generally stick to the traditional, like, polka, waltz, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Put some country in there, but I'm not doing, like, rap or anything.
Sure, just by yourself would be hard, yeah.
Yeah.
So I lost my train of thought here for a moment. I was going to ask you favorite songs to play. Can you mention a few that you pick up the accordion that come out?
I don't know. Like Let's Have a Party, Roll Out the Barrel.
Okay.
You know, some of the common songs. You know.
Sure. Sure. Now, do you read music, or did you learn to read music, or do you play by ear? How do you?
So I took lessons for 6 years, so I can read music and I can play by ear.
Okay,
so.
You can. I would think that, especially as a one man band, that's a real benefit to be able to play by ear. You see the players that are play by music, and people are coming up and trying to talk to them as they're playing, and myself being a concertina player, I know I have to read music. I don't play by ear. And so anytime somebody starts talking to me, I lose my place. The music kind of stops. So,
oh, sure.
Yeah. So if you're able to play by ear, I've seen the players, both accordion and concertina, that can continue playing and talk at the same time. That's an extra talent. I mean, that really helps things.
Yeah, I mean, I can carry on a conversation and play a song and smile and have a good time, so that's kind of cool, too.
Oh, that's great. That's great. You bet. Have you ever had the opportunity to play in or work in with a band at all, with other musicians, a drummer, tuba player, or anything like that?
Yep. I've played with, like, the Singing Slovenes out of
Duluth,
Minnesota, so they're, like, ethnic, traditional Slovenian music. The Shimoleskis, Sturgeon Lake, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Kathy Erickson Band.
Yep, I've heard of them. Yep, yep.
Oh,
good. Very good. All right. Well, that is really great. So, put in a little plug for yourself here. Give your phone number or help people, you do a website or anything like that, contact information. Do a little plug for yourself here so folks know how they can get a hold of you if they've got some kind of event that they'd like to hire you for.
Yeah, I mean, you can call myself, email, Facebook's a good one, Brett Borg, Instagram, kind of stuff like that. So.
You do all the updated social media type stuff then, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. You can tell you're young because you get somebody my age. I'm up in early 70s, and none of that works for me. I don't do Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or any of those. I just, that I didn't have computers when we were in school. So whereas you guys are brought up on that, then it's kind of second nature for you.
Right.
Well, good. Well, Brett, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you if that's all right.
All right, sounds good.
All right, so Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. We are well after the first of the year now, and that means income tax time. Yes, folks are mentioning that they have a refund coming, and they want to invest it so they don't just blow it. Any ideas how the St. Joe Meat Market might help? Well, you bet. The St. Joe Meat Market has halves and quarters of beef, as well as whole and half hogs, all processed to your specifications. Now, if you like your steaks cut thicker for on the grill, or the roast boneless rolled and tied up fancy like you sometimes see in the supermarkets, the St. Joe Meat Market will do that. No extra charges for the extra service either. All processing always includes cutting, wrapping, trimming, grinding, freezing, tenderizing of steaks individually wrapped or paper in between, and or boneless cut steaks and roasts for all the regular low processing price. Now, what if it's just the wife and you don't need a whole half or quarter of beef? The St. Joe Meat Market sells half of halves of beef and beef and pork bundles, which amount to a portion of a quarter of beef or half hog, just right for that small freezer. Well, then it sounds like you need to call the St. Joe Meat Market. You might also ask, how long does it take from the time you place your order? Most orders are usually processed and ready to go in a week to 10 days or less. As always, for more information, look for us on the web at www.stjosephmeatmarket.com or call 320-363-4913 to make that tax refund work for you. Brett for being our guest on the show, and this is how it works. We put up that nice meat package at the meat market. We'll send that out to you, priority mail, and hope that you and those you around you enjoy it in good health. How does that sound for you?
Awesome. Very cool.
Yeah, and you mentioned you've played some of these Oktoberfests. Probably had the chance to indulge in a brat or two over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff there. I really enjoy those. We've been to a few over the years ourselves, too. And you get the brat and krauts and a bun and a little ketchup or mustard. And, boy, nothing better, huh? It's really good.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, really good.
You bet. Well, we'll get that off to you, and you bet. Enjoy it. So, well, just mention, any jobs coming up in the near future?
I'm trying to think. Right now is kind of a slow time for me.
Sure.
I'll do, like, smaller, like, local performances and stuff like that, but nothing, like, big right now.
Okay. Okay. So. All right. All righty. Have you had the opportunity to play in a ballroom of any sort, or has it been just mostly clubs and smaller events, nursing homes and that?
No, I've played bigger things like Clyde Iron and Duluth. And,
okay.
Different stuff like that, Polka Fest.
Okay, sure. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Chisholm always had that Iron World, that big Polka Fest. Did that come to an end before you got going?
I think I was like 7 or 8, and then they kind of went down with that one.
Yeah. I know that was always a big event up on the range there, and yep. I know the Shimoleskis and some of the other bands that came in, well-known bands, Steve Meisner and some of those used to play up in that area.
Yeah, Steve is a phenomenal accordionist.
Yes, he was, and so sad that he died so young. But
I know.
Recently, maybe a couple of years ago, in his 60s only, so just...
He was like my dad's age. So.
Okay, yeah. And his dad as well gone too. So, yeah, the Meisners are both gone.
Right.
Well, and also talking about Marv Herzog and Roger Bright, all of those guys have gone. So, trying to think of some of the ones that are still going. Have you heard of Walt Grohler or? Walter Ostonek, those guys, Joey Miskelin?
Yeah, no, they're awesome. Canadian Smoker King, Joey Miskelin.
Yeah.
Top players there, you know.
Yeah. I got to see Joey on one occasion. Came into St. Cloud with Riders in the Sky, and I think he's retired from them now. But they came in a few years back, and I got to shake his hand. And what an awesome performer. I mean, he's really talented on that accordion, so... gives you something to shoot for, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when he, like, played with the Shimoleskis at one event, I mean, he really could back up and play about anything, so...
Yep. I don't know how they got to be that good. I mean, obviously, practice, but in his case, I guess music is his life. I don't think he's done other things for an occupation, and they just pretty much live that accordion to get that good.
Right.
You bet. Have you ever dabbled with the concertina or any other instruments?
I've tried the concertina. It's really hard to play, so.
and that's the way I feel about the accordion. I have an accordion now. I don't know if it's a 12 or whatever bass accordion. I don't know the differences on them, but they are two different instruments. I mean, it's tip my hat to those that can go from one to the other and play both, but I myself, accordion seems Greek to me compared to a concertina.
Sure.
Yep. And you the same way towards the concertina. So, okay. And you said, did you take any instruments in band in school at all? Any horns or drums or anything?
I've tried drums. I've done piano lessons.
Okay.
Slovenian button box, stuff like that diatonic. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and you mentioned that you do the button box as well. And so that you can do, the accordion and the button box. Is the music pretty much the same, reading from one to the other, or is there a difference there too as well?
There is a difference from the button box, because when you push in, it's a note, and you pull out, it's a different note.
Oh, like a concertina. Okay.
Yep. So you really got to know, like, focus on that stuff. But once you get it down, I'm not going to say easy, but...
Sure. Well, very good. Very good. Well, we reached that time where we're going to save a little time to play some accordion music. I've got some music by Roger Bright, and I'll see what else I can find, some of Shumaleski's or whatever. And so we'll fill out the next half hour with that. But I usually end the show about this time of the program where I'll ask the musician, and a lot of times if it's an older musician, they've got a lot of stories. Ask them if there's a memory that they'd like to share with the listeners. And, of course, you're young, but I'm sure maybe you've had a few experiences over the years. What do you have for us today, Brett?
Probably a good one, playing at, like, the Proctor Fair, just kind of meeting the Shumaleskis, going up there on stage. Really never playing with them before, and... just getting up there and playing, it was kind of like not playing a magical experience or moment, but kind of cool to see the whole band, you know, like start, you know, like
Hit it,
and then the whole band starts.
And how did that come about? Did somebody go up there and tell them that, hey, we've got a young guy that plays accordion, or did you have to ask them to go up to audition with them, or how did it come together?
So I was like in the audience, I went up there on stage and I asked,
okay.
Patty or whatever, and Florian, like, yeah, come on up. And they were kind of at first skeptical, but when I started playing, they're like, wow, you know.
Okay. Yeah. And I've been there too in those situations too. Over the years, you get some players, and it's like, yikes, they better go back and practice a little more. But then again, every once in a while you catch one that's like, whoa, they're pretty darn good already. So, and you're happy to have them up there. So that was your experience then, huh?
Yeah, and I was pretty young, too, so it was kind of cool, you know.
Well, very good. Very good. Yeah, and people, the audience really always seems to appreciate the youth. It's always fun to see the future, you know, people up and coming in the music business. So, great.
Sure.
Well, good for you. Well, Brett, we're going to let you run. We sure appreciate you taking time out and joining us on our Musicians Come and Play. And like I tell every guest, if the good Lord is willing and you and I are here down the road sometime, we'll maybe do this thing again. How's that?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. And I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. So there he goes, Mr. Brett Borg, our 496th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got music coming up in just a bit. Thank you. Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up right there, Musicians Come and Play. Wrapping up our 496th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program with Brett Borg, accordion player, specialist on the piano accordion and the button box up in north of Duluth there. Yes, the Meadowlands, Minnesota. And way up on the north there along the North Shore. And yeah, exciting young fellow there. He does not have any recorded music yet, so he's going to work on that. But right now, does not have any at this time. So we're going to feature music right now, starting out with Roger Bright. Roger, a very good accordion player, released a CD back in the day. It's called Squeeze Your Accordion. And on this CD, Joey Miskelen joined Roger. And Joey, of course, very good accordion player, one that we talked about with Brett on the interview, and also other musicians, Craig Ebel on this on the drums, Scott Lorenz on the saxophone, and Denny Anderson on the, I believe it's guitar and banjo. So music right now, this one starting out, one called In the Mountain, Roger Bright.
Twilight mist in the mountain at a chalet in skies above by a rippling stream in
Roger Bright and his orchestra with one called In the Mountain. And I believe that was Joey Miskelen, not only on the accordion, but also on the vocal. More music on the way with Roger Bright. And this one is one called Pucci's Polka. Thank you. Roger Bright, then the orchestra, One Called Poochie's Polka. We're going to put Mr. Craig Ebel to work on the vocal, One Called Jamaican Holiday Polka.
Do the polka dance on the island of romance, Jamaican holiday. Sun shines down most every day. Many people go to beaches white as ivory snow. Come along with me to the island in the sea. You won't believe your eyes in this tranquil paradise. Come enjoy with me Jamaican hospitality. Frolic in the sand, walking barefoot hand in hand. Jamaican holiday, making love down by the bay. Come, let's take a trip. Drink some rum aboard a ship. Walk along the sea, beneath the shade of big palm trees. Feel the trade winds blow. Grab an island, girl, let's go. Come and follow me to this sunset-painted fantasy. You won't believe your eyes in this tranquil paradise. Come enjoy with me Jamaican hospitality. Frolic in the sand, walking barefoot hand in hand. Jamaican holiday, making love down by the bay. Steel drums ring out, hoy hoy man, the people shout. Dancing to the beat, calypso rhythms in the street. Jamming all night long to this tropic polka song. Jamaican holiday, Jamaica, your own hideaway. You won't believe your eyes in this tranquil paradise. Come enjoy with me Jamaican hospitality. Frolic in the sand, walking barefoot hand in hand. Jamaican holiday, making love down by the bay.
Roger Bright, and that one called Jamaican Holiday, taking us to 22 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we are in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And again, that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie B, of course, texting me some information, and I got to pull that up right now. And she does that every week, sends me a text message with all of our upcoming information. And so she says, good morning. Jeannie B's Tours spring and summer meet and greet schedule is almost complete. During the next 2 weeks, you will find Jeannie B at Nelson's in Clearwater Plaza on Wednesday, the 21st, from 9 until 10. On Friday, February 23rd, that's this week Friday, Tutti Frutti in Sauk Center from 9:30 until 11. And then the Countryside Cafe in Long Prairie that same day from 1 until 2. Come out and ask questions about one-day tours, minications that are 1 to 3 nights, or the extended tours like Branson, Nashville, Door County, Medora, or maybe Deadwood. On February 26, plan to attend Jeannie B's Flyout Tours presentations at Charlie's Cafe in Freeport, and that's from 9 until 11 or 1 until 3. Again, that's on the 26th, so that's next Monday. Week from tomorrow. Jeannie B's 2025 Alaska Cruise Tour, Colors of New England Rails and Trails, Canadian Rockies, Treasures of Ireland, Alaska Land Only, Call of the Wild, and the Danube and Rhine River Cruises to Germany. Invite your friends and family to join you at any of the meet and greets and enjoy an included dessert and door prizes. Call Jeannie B's Tours for more information at 320-345-1581. Again, that's 320-345-1581 for meet and greet details. And as Jeannie likes to say, remember, seeing is believing. That's Jeannie B's Tours, great sponsor here for our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on CHASM. 24 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, Temperature reading of 32 degrees here in central Minnesota. Music by Roger Bright continues, and this one, One Call Before They Take Me Away.
Before they take me away, please ask them to play a polka just for me. Before they throw away the key, forget about me, play that old sweet melody. Before they turn out the lights and we say goodnight, let's have just one more dance. Before they call it a day, please ask them to play that old sweet melody. Dance, dance, dance with the girl I adore. Dance, dance, dance till I hit the floor. I wanna dance, 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 going round and round to that happy sound. Before they take me away, please ask them to play a polka just for me. Before they throw away the key, forget about me, play that old sweet melody. Before they turn out the lights and we say goodnight, let's have just one more dance. Before they call it a day, please ask them to play, play that old sweet melody. With the girl I adore. Dance, dance, dance till I hit the floor. I wanna dance, 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 going round and round to that happy sound.
Roger Bright in the band with one called Before They Take Me Away. And yeah, snappy, enjoyable music there. Cleveland style music by Roger Bright. Great accordion music. Here's one called When I Saw You Standing There.
I saw you standing there with ruby lips and shining hair. I knew that you'd be mine someday, and this is what I'd say. Your eyes are thrilling, my arms are willing, your kisses fill my heart with so much love. And if you'd let me, you're steady, I'll be a happy pair forevermore. Thank you.
I saw you standing there with ruby lips and shining hair. I knew that you'd be mine someday, and this is what I'd say. Your eyes are thrilling, my arms are willing, your kisses fill my heart with so much love. And if you'd let me grow steady, I'll be a happy pair forevermore. Your eyes are thrilling, my arms are willing, your kisses fill my heart with so much love. And if you'd let me grow steady, I'll be a happy pair forevermore.
Roger Bright and his orchestra, one called Before They Take Me Away, or When I Saw You Standing There. There you go. Alrighty. Right now, it's one called the Cherokee Polka. Roger Bright and the orchestra. Oh, and my CD player does not like that particular track, so we'll go to a different one. How about the Hey Cavalier Polka?
Dziewczyna i piękna była, piękna jak laleczka, ale była za młoda. I piękna była, piękna jak laleczka, ale była za młoda. Hej, hej, kawalerowie, nie zawracajcie dziewczyny głowę. Hej, hej, kawalerowie, nie zawracajcie dziewczyny głowę. A ta młoda dziewczyna, taka wymalowana, i ciemne oczka, piękne ciemne oczka, młoda dziewczyna miała. I ciemne oczka, piękne ciemne oczka, młoda dziewczyna miała. Hej, hej, kawalerowie, nie zawracajcie dziewczyny głowę. Hej, hej, kawalerowie, nie zawracajcie dziewczyny głowę. Młoda dziewczyna każdego chłopca chciała. Osiemnaście lat, ej, osiemnaście lat, jeszcze ona mnie miała. Osiemnaście lat, ej, osiemnaście lat, jeszcze ona mnie miała. Hej, hej, kawalerowie, nie zawracajcie dziewczyny głowę, 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 hej.
Roger Bright and the orchestra, one called the Hey Cavalier Polka. We're now at 27 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Time to wrap up. Well, maybe just a couple of selections here yet. This one's called the Maybe Polka. Roger Bright and the orchestra. Roger Bright and the orchestra, one called the Maybe Polka. Going to have to wrap things up here on our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that was Jennifer DePez on the vocal. And we're going to feature her once again, along with Denny Anderson. And this one is one called the Crying Polka. Roger Bright.
Listen to her cry as she dances by for her lost romance. Oh, don't request this number if you take her out to dance. She goes dancing every Wednesday night, and 20 different fellows hold her mighty tight. Now 20 different fellows would make the lady gay, in tears when she hears the band begin to play her sentimental polka. She can't get over that. The tune reminds her of her one and only love, her one and only love who left her flat. Listen to her cry as she dances by. Just can't forget, and every dancing partner gets his shoulders soaking wet. Dancing partner gets his shoulders soaking wet because it's listen to her cry as she dances by for her lost romance. Oh, don't request this number if you take her out to dance.
Roger Bright and the orchestra, Jennifer DePez there on the vocal. Great song, one called The Crying Polka. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.